بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Insulting the Holy Prophet is not acceptable. March the 6th, 2014. They insult everything that is sacred. They easily insult holy and enlightened personalities and stain the honor in their name of freedom. They insult prophets and great personalities, not only our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, but also all prophets. In another meeting, I said to officials in charge of cultural affairs that many of our officials in this area are not aware of cultural issues. For example, they do not read different books and most of them are not in the middle of the arena. I said to them that these arrogant powers insult Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, and other great prophets, peace be upon them all. This exists today. So, this arrogant camp, which used to control global affairs, has been defeated and severely criticized in moral fronts as well.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Arrogant powers act in the name of Christianity without believing in it. May the 1st, 2005. The exceptional characteristic of the Islamic Republic is that it has stood up against a world in which power lies in the hands of those who have a tendency towards materialism and do not believe in the existence of any moral, spiritual, and religious truth. The global powers act in the name of Christianity and use it as a tool to achieve their goals. But genuine Christianity is a divine faith and, as an ethical system, plays no role whatsoever in the political system that dominates the arrogant and oppressive governments. The world of arrogance is a world of transgression in the real sense of the word. A world that makes the best of science in order to commit crimes. Currently, science is in the hands of those who have not heard of human values. Science and technology are at the service of goals that are completely harmful to human communities and advantageous only to capitalists and wealthy and powerful people. Islam taught us to behave in a fair way towards the followers of other religions. January 26, 2015. We have learned from Islam that we should behave in a fair way towards the followers of other religions. This is Islam's command to us. Today, what is witnessed in the world is that powers of those governments which claim to support justice do not at all behave in a fair way, except in the inner circle of their narrow, limited, and oppressive policies. Today you can see that in Europe and America, they use massive propaganda against Muslims. The issue is not why Muslims do not have any freedom in many of these countries. Rather, the issue is why they do not have any security.